Well, I would disagree with that. I mean, the first thing we have to recognize is that it isn't all about money and it isn't all about structures. What it is about a culture change which recognizes the power of competitive sport. And for a very long time now, in the education world and generally, there's been this prizes for all culture, which has basically said that it damages children's self-esteem if we have winners and losers. And
Is that really now such a problem? Isn't it the case that 78% of state schools do have competitive sport?
well, it's much better than it was, but it is still something that we need to do a lot of work on. And I think what this summer has shown is how incredibly powerful competitive sport is in teaching young people the lessons of life, in teaching people that it's not a disaster to lose, and actually coping with disappointments and setbacks is part of life. And one of the gold medals, actually, I was privileged to see was Kath Granger's rowing gold. And she got silvers in the last three Olympics. And she's been rowing for 15 years and she hasn't given up. And finally, she went and got a gold. And that is such an inspirational story. And that is about hanging on in there. And it is about what, you know, understanding how competitive sport can work and really teach people.
But doesn't that need to be reinforced by government? And the London mayor today, Boris Johnson, has been saying that he wants to see a compulsory 2 hours of sport every day for school children.
I think government has a very important role. I mean, we're responsible for the education system, and that's why I set up something called the School Games a couple of years ago, which is an Olympic-style school sports competition, which so far we've got around half the schools in the country registered to take part in. And that's going to be something that doesn't just happen this year, this is the first year, but happens next year and the year after and the year after that. So that will be a lasting legacy from these games.
But what about Boris Johnson's idea of having 2 hours of compulsory sport each day?
Well, I think the Education Department, Michael Gove, is absolutely signed up to the idea that we need to get more young people playing competitive sport. And I'm sure he'll come out with his plans that will show how we're going to do that. And I don't want to preempt that.
So there could be targets, could there? A new target?
I think we need to wait and see what the Department for Education says. But the fact is that we know this is a very, very magical moment in British sport. And we also know that the Olympic and Paralympic heroes that we're seeing on our TV screens are inspiring millions of young people up and down the country.
And
So there's a
indeed, some of those
big
Olympic
chance.
heroes, I mean, people who've been tweeting about this, Dame Kelly Holmes, for example, a government advisor. My view, for what it's worth, she said, PE compulsory, minimum 2 hours. So wasn't it a mistake for the government to get rid of that target?
What we've learnt in education is that targets don't always get you the results that you want. And so it isn't just about targets, it's about culture, it's about empowering teachers, it's about empowering heads, it's about creating an ethos inside schools. And particularly when it comes to sport, it's about that understanding of the role of competitive sport, of team sport, and the values that that can give to young people.
But it's
That
not
has to
just about
change.
Ethos and values, is it? Money has to come as well. And the government's come under a lot of criticism because it cut the school's sports partnership budget.
Well, what Michael Gove has said in terms of education is that the way that we're going to have fantastic schools is not through top-down initiatives with heads taking their orders from the Department for Education, but actually heads being empowered and teachers being empowered to take their own decisions. So
But this was about teachers taking their own decisions, but they were given the money to do that.
Well, many of those partnerships have continued where they were valued by their local communities and where they worked well. And if we're going to have a cultural change, then we have to have a different approach. And Michael Gove has been one of the most successful secretaries of state in the government in terms of creating a culture change that is going to create real reform, that means that actually people who go to state schools can be able to expect as good an education as people who go to the top independent schools.
Well,
And that surely
that
is
may
what
be
we
the
want.
as well, that may be the aspiration, but sport gets squeezed, doesn't it? That's the reality of it.
Well, I don't accept that. And in fact, as I understand it, that Freedom of Information request was essentially about the number of school sports partnerships in operation. And of course, that was Labour structure. And we have moved away from that. But what we are committed to doing, and what Michael Gove is committed to doing, is to getting more young people playing competitive team sports. And that's the big lesson from this Olympics, as to how incredibly inspirational competitive sport can be. And if I could just say, we've just won 22 gold medals. We're going strong. We actually are getting something right when it comes to the funding of sport. And there's been a big, big change. And other countries are now looking at the UK and saying, how do you manage to achieve this?